Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The K92 Morning Thangs.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Hot potato, hot potato.
Potato,
potato.
Potato,
potato, potato, potato.
Isn't it cute when I try to talk deep?
Yeah, you tried it.
Eat.
I think my voice is actually deeper.
It is. Don't bring it up.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I know. I'll never be movie trailer guy. Serious movie trailer guy. I can't do it. No.
Can you do a Liam Neeson?
No, I wouldn't be able to.
That's real deep. That's like deep of deep.
Listen, you've been taken.
And raspy.
I have a very special set of skills. I'm Batman.
I know. Yeah. I was about to say, Bruce Wayne didn't came out.
Now, I can be movie guy. Toy Story 7, whichever one goes straight to streaming. I'll be able to do that.
Whoever in a world, I'm Forky.
Whoever played Lego Batman is a real actor. That's your Batman voice sounds like his, but he's done trailers before. I can't think of who it is.
Oh, him. Yeah, Will Arnett.
Yes.
I believe. Yes.
Yeah.
Who is a? He might be one of the most underrated, hilarious
he's very
guys.
Underrated.
Have you ever watched Big Mouth on Netflix?
Oh yes.
No, I've heard about it. Though.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God! If you are,
I watched a little bit of it. Jared loves it.
I do too, and it's so wrong. It's such a wrong show.
Very wrong.
No one watched that show. I'm telling you. And if you choose to watch it, that is on you. I told you not to.
And don't think it's kid friendly.
Oh no!
Don't ever just because it's animated.
It's animated.
Do not think about
no.
Don't think that. Oh, this is a sit down for the family.
No.
You'll
no,
learn
no,
real
no.
quick.
Oh,
all right.
You'll
let's not say
things.
The title again then. For the kids that maybe.
Don't look at Sesame Street, kids.
Don't watch Sesame Street. Yeah. It is funny, though. Let's say good morning to Terry. Hey, Terry.
Good morning. All right.
Terry, you get to team up with Antoine or Monica. Your choice.
I'll go with Antoine.
Okay. Terry and Antoine. Antoine and Terry.
I think
Terry.
You won last time, didn't you?
Probably. Yeah. I feel like statistically.
Terry, this decision will.
Whatever.
Statistically, yes, it is true. That decision will hang with Terry all day, win or lose. Margaret, you had to make no decision, so fate will decide. It's you and Monica, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Categories are eat, lame, wear.
Mm.
20 seconds in each of them. Y'all go back and forth. You just give me one thing in that category. If you are left holding the potato at the end of the 20 seconds, you are the loser of the round. Best of three. Here we go. 20 seconds, Antoine. You were chosen first, so you will go first. The category is... Yesterday was National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day.
Oh. Okay.
That's a day. So anyway, things people eat, quote, covered in chocolate. Go.
Strawberries.
Cherries.
Nuts.
Bananas.
Cake.
Ice cream.
Cupcakes.
People.
Yeah.
Caramel.
Pies.
Nougat.
Ants.
Almonds. Does that count?
Crickets.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it.
Nothing.
Take it. people threw you off.
In my head, I couldn't stop envisioning chocolate-covered people.
You know, and I'm going to tell you right now, because Monica and I have worked together for over a decade, when I put together that
you
category,
knew she was gonna say that.
I said to myself, when Monica says people, I'm going to allow it. Yes, because I knew. That's a point for you, Monica. All right, you will start the second round.
Okay.
This is eat, lame, wear. So now we move on to lame. Category
lame.
2, 20 seconds. Don't forget, 15 minutes away, we got Secret Sound. You could win $5,000 just for knowing a noise. 20 seconds. Here we go, Monica. Just give me corny things. That's all I'm looking for. Corny things. Go.
Dads with high pants. High waist pants.
Crocs with socks.
Golf. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Ava.
Except. Just Crocs in general.
Yeah. Mullets.
Hiking.
Let's see. Reading on the porch.
Friends.
It's gonna be corny.
The TV show.
It's fun. It's relaxing.
Also
okay.
True.
Oh yeah. Corny.
Oh.
Corn nuts.
No, you said corny. You said corny.
Corny corn nuts. I'm sorry,
dang
but no.
It.
Yo. That's a point for Antoine.
You
good.
Said the subject or yep. the category.
I was very liberal with my scoring, but
yeah,
I accept
it was
all
rough.
Of them. Golf, the best answer, by the way. Point for Antoine.
Sorry.
Okay.
I don't mean hiking. I didn't mean that, guys.
Hiking is corny though.
Hiking is fun.
Of course, no one said they were bad things.
Well, you can be corny and fun. That's true.
Yes.
It can be cornball to be, you know, Taylor Swift and her boyfriend going on a hike and
reading on the porch,
singing a song and yeah, again relaxing.
Yeah.
Fun. That was the flimsiest one of all of them, but I left it in there anyway. All right, final round.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. Antoine goes first. The category is, since it's wearing, shoe brands.
Oh crap!
Here we go. Well, women's shoes too. Go ahead.
Nike.
Red Bottoms.
shoe.
It's not a shoe brand.
Is it?
Okay, Puma. Well,
pause. What is a red bottom? What is that?
The heels with the red bottom?
It's a Louis Vuitton. It's not a red bottom.
Well, you went to red bottom.
Let's start over.
Okay.
You start with Nike.
All right, I start with Nike again.
Oh, man.
Go.
Nike.
Reebok.
Puma.
What's the one to start with? Gosh, I suck at this. Crocs.
Adidas.
And Fila.
Timberland.
Shoot. Shoe. The shoes.
Gucci.
Like, he threw an extra one in there just for the heck of it.
Just for that.
He's like, I'm afraid.
Because she was staring at me. I was like, she's not going to say anything else.
Nope.
She'd be like, shoe. Town, USA.
Target.
That's a brand.
Can Target count? Target count?
Target brand.
Target.
Shoes.
Massimo.
Sorry, Monica. You lose.
Shoes.
Congratulations, Antoine. You are the big winner.
Man.
You got all the like lady shoes.
I know. You didn't do any of those.
Manolo
I'm the wrong one to talk to about shoes.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
What kind of shoes are you wearing right now without looking down?
Shoe
from Target.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shoe-dolton Jones. I look and I say,
I like those. And I just go,
I mean, this is the woman who wears Old Navy dollar flip-flops. So
In middle school, I love boots. Like, not Tim's. It was just like, I like camo and boots.
Huh.
So, right. Yeah.
Yes.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This is a little what would you do?
I would do it. I don't even know what it is. I would do it.
Oh, okay. God.
I would say, because the easy correct answer is, well, that's morally wrong.
Yeah,
I would
never
do it either.
Well, what is Antoine doing?
I don't know. What am I doing?
Antoine along with other people, would be doing this. So this guy, he's in trouble now. Okay. The gig is up. Where is it? What? The jig? The jig is up? The jig is up. Whatever. It's all over now. He got fired 4 years ago.
All right.
Okay.
But just like straight out of some movies like Office Space, there was a glitch in payroll and he continued to get a paycheck for 4 years.
And he was fired.
He was fired.
He didn't quit.
No, he was fired.
He was fired.
They said, Ronald, your services are no longer needed here as a subway cleaner for the subway system in New York. Not the sandwiches, but the thing that rides you around. And he kept getting a paycheck.
I stand by my original statement.
You would have done it?
Got fired?
Well, he was probably
severance pay.
He was probably wondering, how long will this go before they realize? Yeah.
Now, Ronald took the extra step that I feel like puts it into the level of you knew exactly what you were doing. He went in every payday to collect his check.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yes, he did.
It makes me chuckle, though.
I thought he was, like, getting a check in the mail.
Direct deposit.
No. Now, Ronald said, I don't think I was doing anything wrong. I was on sick leave for my asthma, and I thought my paychecks were legit.
You never
told me I got fired.
You know what? But it's not his fault. Whoever handed him the check and said, hey, what's going on, buddy?
It's not their fault either.
But it is his fault for cashing the checks. That is.
Yeah.
I mean, if an ATM gives you $1,000 and then they find out about it later.
You got to give it back.
You got to get that money back.
You definitely do.
You're in trouble. Mm-hmm. So, and again, I do think it sucks that somebody else's mistake becomes your problem. But it is.
But he did walk in the door.
Yep. So he walked in. That's the extra step. Hello, everyone. I'm here for my
paycheck. He probably had a lunchbox and everything.
Was he getting a sandwich? Yeah. Was he purchasing a sandwich? And like, oh, well, while I'm here.
Let me just go ahead and grab my check.
Number two.
A couple different things on Instagram to give you a heads up about. The following tab is going away. Not a lot of people use this.
Oh, well, you can see what someone is liking?
Right. See, Monica, of course, uses it because she keeps tabs on everybody.
So you can see your friends.
Like
and
other people's activities?
Yes, I can see.
Oh, my God, that was always so stupid.
So you can see what someone is like.
Right. So Monica watches everything that you do and say.
It just pops up. Stuff pops up.
I didn't even know where to find this thing. You knew immediately. Ronald knew exactly how to get her paycheck over here. Very interesting. Well, it's going away, which is good because I don't need you snooping on many things.
Exactly. You're snooping
like,
on somebody else's snooping.
And usually it's like sexy pictures. You're like, oh, yeah, they like that.
Yeah, it's like, leave me alone.
Oh,
I'm in appreciation of the human frame. What is going on? This is all for science. Nothing else. The other thing that Instagram is doing is they're testing it out now, so you may see this. Stories are the thing now. Stories. So they're testing out group stories. So, for example, let's say K92 Morning Thang all together, we are at the Boobash.
Mm-hmm.
We could then have group story. where we included each other, maybe everybody on the staff, maybe other people that were at the Boo Bash, you know, listeners.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Until someone messes it up. Like someone posted like, oh, I didn't mean to post that news.
Well, it's just like any group text. Somebody's going to ruin it.
Yeah, you got to watch what you post. Facebook scares me because they show you the camera roll. I do not like seeing the camera roll.
You said that before.
Either.
I just don't.
Maybe scary. You should stop taking those pictures.
No, I never.
This is a free country, Antoine. Leave her alone.
Number one,
you can party in an iconic horror movie location. It's probably, it is Halloween night. It's $200.
Okay.
If you want to go to a party, there'll be 150 people there. You have to be in costume, but it does not have to be for the movie. You get to hang out in the house where everybody was afraid of dying and Scream.
I heard about that,
Scream house.
$200, and it does, like, include?
It includes movies on VHS in the living room and Jiffy Pop on the stove, according to what I have. What does it include? Murder?
No.
Is that what you? What other questions are there?
Will I be
phone
scared?
Calls?
Will I guarantee screams?
Yes.
I could be that guy in the movie. The call's coming from inside your house.
But that's a cool experience.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That,
it took me a second. I was like, is that a troll? No, that's what they actually sounded like on Scream.
Yeah.
Scream is what. Fine. You go as, you know, dress up for this party. I think anyone that goes to this party as the Scream guy is lame, though.
Yeah.
Come on. You got to up your game. Do a little something else.
Yeah. Have some blood and guts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is there a movie you would like to hang out at, like the movie set, the movie house? I was going to say horror movie, but who wants to hang
but
out?
But horror movies, yeah, like Halloween.
Yes, I want to go to Camp Crystal Lake so I can go swimming and then get pulled underwater.
I would want to hang out on the set of Pumpkinhead. That old school movie.
Why?
It was so creepy, and I watch it every Halloween. But
I don't know anything about that movie other than guy with pumpkin head.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
He wants revenge
based off the title.
On someone that, you know.
Wants revenge on the rest of the produce section.
Yeah, so
stupid
he calls
zucchinis.
A he calls
kill every gourd in there.
I like pumpkin head.
I would do Bill Murray's house in Zombieland.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it was a giant mansion. It was empty.
I was thinking the big house in Entourage.
Yes.
Yep. Meanwhile, Monica will be amongst the pumpkin heads hanging out.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, people try to give helpful advice all the time. They say things like, take care of your body, take care of your money, take care of your car. Aw, that's so nice. But you know what? I'm going to give you helpful advice that's way easier than all of those things. Here goes. Don't take care of anything. That's right. Don't bother with any of it.
Nope.
And you're probably thinking to yourself, all right, nut job, how is this even remotely helpful? Well, I'll tell you. Take my lawnmower, for example. I take care of it. I change the oil every year. I change the air filter, the spark plug. I sharpen the little blade on the bottom. And here we are, 3 years later, and it's broken. I did all those things, and now the stupid mower doesn't work. Meanwhile, I talk to people all the time who have this old ratty lawnmower covered in dirt and that thick film of lawn leavings, and they're out there mowing their lawn just fine. And furthermore, they'll tell you, I've had this lawnmower for 10 years, never changed the oil, never took care of it one bit, and I've never had an issue. See? No point in taking care of it because you don't even get rewarded if you do. Think about the last time you saved some money. I did that recently. Squirreled away $400 when I cleaned out some stuff in my basement, sold some old coins. Guess what happened the next day? Air conditioner in my house broke and cost me, wait for it, $400. See? Don't take care of your money, because when you do, the universe just says, oh, look, he has money. Let's take it. It works for pretty much anything. Last week, I took care of some work early. And you know what I got? An unscheduled meeting. Forget it. I'm not saving anything, earning anything, or taking care of anything anymore. Because all it does is go right out the other end anyway. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
The whole cycle.
Yeah,
it is.
Why save money? That's why, boy, no matter how much money you make, you always live paycheck to paycheck, right? So why bother? Yeah. Why bother earning more? Earn more, spend more, owe more.
It is funny sometimes when you like, okay, ooh, this extra money is sitting there. And you're like, don't say anything.
Right.
You put it out there in the universe.
And then you're afraid because all of a sudden you put it out there. And then you're trying to, you're like, no, don't say anything. Oh my God, but my brain has technically already said something. And now the airwaves have gone out there.
And now all of a sudden the random bill is going to pop up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I didn't even know you had to pay for my space.
Hospital bill?
So like every time it pops into your head, you think, you know, I have not gotten sick in a really long time. And just to be clear, I got sick last week, so I'm allowed to bring that one up. AngerDiary.com. You want every Anger Diary on demand? You can do that. AngerDiary.com. Maybe today can be a $6,000 day. And we'll get a winner in the pop quiz.
I love that.
At 7:55.
Yes. We can do that.
Sure we can.
Well, we got to put the
Oh, we need y'all's help.
I was about to say, are you just going to walk out and give the money out? Or do they have to win?
One day.
Oh, yeah. The last day. Mm-hmm.
One day.
We'll definitely do that. It would be the last day.
Oh, yeah.
If one of us hits the lottery, then for sure.
I told you that before, and I mean it. Well,
Wait, hold on.
What? If we hit the lottery.
I meant the station money.
Well, you know, that's easy. We'll give that away. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But if one of us hits the lottery,
Yeah, I'll give away $1 million on the air. Sure. Why not?
I'll support you.
If Antoine hits the lottery.
Antoine's not giving away $1 million. Okay?
No? You wouldn't give if you won $100 million, you wouldn't give away $1 million?
I'd give you like a gift card to Target.
$1 million gift card? Now, the struggle I get into with it is I also don't want anyone to know I won the lottery.
Yes,
so
there you go.
It'll be me calling in from undisclosed location.
Have your helicopter outside waiting.
Oh, yeah. Yep, getting right in the helicopter.
Yeah. Do what you're going to do. Yes.
I'm going to move to Montana so you can't find me no more. Let's try to help this person out.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
Her boyfriend says, I'm going to do you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, thank you. So she would like to know, I guess, what let us all know what the deal is, and we'll decide. Is he being helpful? Yeah. Is he being not helpful? We say good morning to not Lindsay. That is not her real name. She would like to be anonymous. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. And your boyfriend's, he's got a favor. I mean, he's trying to be a helpful boyfriend.
Totally. Okay. I see where he's coming from. He wants me to, he actually wants me to quit my job and go to work for him. I'm like currently a server, and he thinks that it'd probably be best if I came on as his receptionist.
Ooh.
Which is, I think it's really sweet, but
no, don't.
I just think,
I don't like this favor at all.
It. Come on, now, Lindsay, get those words out.
I just know we're going to get on each other's nerves.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's going to happen.
I mean, he's trying to do a good thing. I'm guessing this would be for more money, better opportunity, all of those things.
Yeah.
No. Nope. Don't care.
No, I say no.
I say hell no.
I know.
I mean, I guess it works for some folks.
It does. Those people are different people than a lot of people. And man, this one's a bigger story. Okay, so this is a boyfriend. This is not a husband-wife.
Exactly.
And this is, so you would be answering to him, right?
Yeah.
Like literally.
No.
Like picking up the phone, hello, answering for him.
I don't like it one bit.
But maybe she could end up like being like a partner or something. The TV show that I was watching, guys, this happens all the time.
In real life on TV, yes.
It happens. There's this lady named Donna. She was the receptionist. Now she was a partner at the law firm. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It happens.
Someday, not Lindsay could be the partner at the law firm. Or single. One of the two.
Oh, man.
Ooh. I don't like it one bit. I know. I hate to. Well, let me provide the devil's advocate. I don't have one for this.
I don't have one either, because the issue is that one day that you guys have a problem at home and it comes to work and he asks for that memo, you may tell him where to put that memo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it's not very professional.
Yep. Yes.
And now, Antoine, this is before your time here at the Mighty K92. And very rarely in my life have I ever laid down ultimatums in relationships, because I don't think they work. And I'm never like, you'll do what I say and blah, blah, blah. One of the very few times I did in my current relationship is when here at the Mighty K92, we were hiring for an office manager / human resources, which is something that my wife has qualifications in.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I'm going to apply for that job. And I said,
You will not.
Don't you dare. You will not work here.
Yeah, it's like you can't. Jared was my boss for a period of time, and it was not. And we would ride together to work.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just like, no. I said, look, you have finished college. Time for you to go into your field.
You may send him away.
He was the boss.
Time for you. I said, you have finished.
That's funny.
You have wrapped up graduation. Time for you to really hit into that field.
You know, I should point out, too, that when she had this conversation, Antoine, you didn't know this. They were in the car. She stopped the car. She opened the door, and she left him in a field also.
And that's where
she said, time for you to go pursue your field.
If you build it, they will come.
Here's that field. Yes. Get out of here. Okay. Let's see if there's any advice. I'm not sure. I think we're being helpful. Now, we're being very
dismissive, but
we're being helpful.
I say no.
Don't do it.
Antoine says it did happen to Donna, though, on television.
Oh, Donna and Harvey. It worked for them. They got married.
Donna and Harvey. Yeah, just think about it.
It worked.
Yes. So and then the show got canceled.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's what happened. Look.
Wow.
Did it get canceled?
That was the show I referenced this past weekend.
It got
canceled. The series finale.
Oh, see, it ended. They canceled everything.
But they were happy when it ended.
Now they're gone. Yeah, but they're gone forever. No more. Not Lindsay. Hang on. Let's see.
Sometimes brutal. Always out of love. Aww. The K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
We welcome back not Lindsay, her boyfriend. He thinks he's doing her a favor.
He thinks.
Get rid of your stinky job. Come work for me.
That is very kind of him, right?
Short-sighted, though.
But no.
I always say set yourself up for success in life.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. This may work. This may not. Mm. And if it doesn't, then we have bigger issues.
It's rough.
Because if the job don't work out, then maybe the relationship don't work out, or the relationship doesn't work out, then you got no job. Let's say good morning again to not Lindsay. See, she's right.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? But now there's going to be hurt feelings also. And every single time not Lindsay tries to complain about work, you're never allowed to now.
No, you can't.
Never again. Because he'd say, I offered you a real job. And not to say that what you have isn't a real job, but those are the kind of things he's going to say. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be hurtful. And then here we are, trapped. Told you, I only laid down like one ultimatum my whole life. Said, you are not working here.
No.
It will end poorly for all of us. I knew that.
And how would you report to HR?
I know, she was HR.
Yeah.
And then,
what about her?
There's a fine line of all the dastardly things I do outside of this building and how she would be aware of them as HR. Yes.
She'll just pop in while you're on the air and be like, that's not how it happened.
I know. Can you imagine I got called into a meeting and my own wife sitting there as HR to yell
That'd
at
be
me?
Hilarious.
Oh my God,
with a notepad.
No. Yeah.
Yep.
The notepad.
Uh-huh.
You didn't fill out your time card. What? Okay, Chrissy. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hi.
All right, what's on your mind, Chrissy?
So you do not have a honey where you make your money.
I see. Anytime you can put it into a rhyme, I feel like that's the definitive
like a t-shirt
answer.
Or campaign slogan.
Have you ever done that before, Chrissy?
No, but I've seen people that have, and it is disastrous.
Yeah, it fails miserably because all your eggs are in that basket.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drop the basket, all the eggs are broken.
Yes.
Because there's no job, there's no relationship, everything goes wrong. You need happy places in life.
Yeah.
Places to get away from other places. And I don't care how nice your home life is or your work life, eventually there are days where you just want to get away from either of them. And what do you do if your wife is HR? Like, you can't.
You're riding to work together. You can't even take a sick day. Like, you're not sick. I saw you last night. You ain't sick.
Exactly. Like, I know you were just going to lay around and watch Netflix. So I counted that as, I didn't even give you PTO. I docked your pay. Docked my pay. Not Lindsay. I think we're all in agreement here. But I guess, what do you do now?
I mean, I'm going to tell him no.
Yeah.
I kind of thought about it for a while. I just know that we've had very little arguments since we started dating, and I just can see this being the thing that's going to start all of them happening.
I am unfairly picturing your boyfriend in my head, by the way, that he's one of those dudes. He wears those dress shirts that have a different color collar, you know, like the collar's white and the thing's pink, and he's got suspenders on, and his hair's combed back. He's like, hey, you come work for me. Yeah, I'll take care of you. You don't need that job anymore.
Oh.
Chad will take care of you. His name's not Chad, is it?
It's not Jack.
Oh, thank
you. Okay.
I would have just said to dump him immediately. Forget it. Lindsay, keep us posted, but I think for the sake of the relationship, it's not worth the risk. Maybe it works.
No,
but
it's
why
not.
Why bother?
It's not
worth the risk. Well, can't two people be mature? Not really. What is normal? Clearly, I am not, but neither are y'all. Everybody's got a little something wacky about them. $1,000 on the way in the pop quiz, 10 minutes away. Get your 3 free answers now. Get all 10 right, win $1,000. Your wacky body. Now, let me just be clear up front as we get ready to talk about my twirly. I also have 3 nipples, Antoine, just so you know.
Oh, wow.
Let me just clear that out.
That caught me off guard.
True. Everybody else already knows that.
I'm glad my mouth was already open so then my jaw didn't have to drop.
Do you want to see it?
No, I'm good.
I think you should show them.
I just draw it. I see it in my head.
Now you're getting personal and learning more about one
another. I see it in my head.
And you sure?
We're a team. I'll show you my twirly, too, if you want.
Nope,
I think you should, yeah.
I think I'm good without that.
See.
I don't think I need to learn.
Uh-huh.
You can actually see my twirly right now.
I'm not even looking at you.
Look at
me. I'm going to stare at this iPad.
Look at my twirly!
He
doesn't want to. All right, fine. I won't show you my third nipple. I do have one, though. It is true.
I think you should walk in one day, wait for Antoine to walk in the studio, and just walk in shirtless.
I wish you'd just stop.
You know?
Bit.
Thank you. Thank you for that suggestion. Duly noted.
Yes.
I would never do that. I'm doing that. But today it's all about McSwirly. And all about whatever else. Antoine, there is no way there's not something on your body that's just a little wacky, weird, and unusual or different than somebody else's.
I don't know.
Oh, you know.
I don't compare.
But I'm trying to figure out, because I have this twirly, and it's starting to confuse me.
Why?
And I don't get it. So I have this little spot in my hair on my head.
Okay.
And it's kind of, it's at the, if you've ever heard of like a widow's peak, you know, where the widow's peak hair starts. That's where, it's at my hairline in those spots.
Okay.
Now, right now, the twirly is not happening.
Oh.
But it happens all the time. Where I get ready, taking a shower, doing my thing, and I start doing my hair. And there's this one little piece of my hair right in that little hairline that somehow gets all twirled and tangled up on each other all the time. It happens all the time.
Okay.
I mean, to the point where I sometimes can't even get it untangled. I got to just cut it out. Or you take like a comb and just to untwirlify the twirly.
Wow.
And where does this twirly come from? Am I swirling around while I'm sleeping?
Maybe.
What is it?
It's two hair strands in love.
Yes.
It's two in love hair strands.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was me. Like when I'm in love, I'm just.
In your sleep, you're twirling your hair?
Yeah.
Or
maybe like when you rub your temples, you go really high up and you get that sometimes.
Oh, no, that could be me.
You rub your temples and then you just get higher up and then you.
But why do I only have a right side twirly and not a left side?
You're right handed.
I'm not.
You're left.
I'm left handed. Do you want to see my third nipple?
I do not.
Just checking. I don't understand the twirly, but I'm not here to understand it. I'm here to share that I have a twirly. What do you have?
I don't have something that's weird. I just have something I wish was different. It's not like, you know, I wish I was stronger, skinnier, whatever, whatever. This patch of gray in my beard.
Okay, I see the beard you're talking
about.
I
want more of it.
Oh, okay, you want more.
I want a full salt and pepper beard.
Because your little spot is right, if someone were growing handlebar mustache.
It's right at the base.
It's in the handlebar. Yeah. It's where you would hold up, but only on one side.
It's only on one side. There's like a strand of gray here and there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want full gray. My dad had full gray. That's what I want.
Well, let me wish like you a happy beard. 35th birthday, which happened over the weekend, and let you know it's on its way. Don't worry about it.
I can't wait for it to arrive. It's going to be so esteemed and established and sophisticated.
Yeah, because you can't dye it, because then that'll be hilarious.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. Yeah, you guys would let me live that down.
Because right now you're skunk stash. That's what you
got. Yeah, really.
You got like a little bit
patch.
I found it very brave of him, Monica. Antoine has just confessed to us during that song. He, in fact, has four nipples.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's amazing.
That is awesome.
I didn't say that.
So you're superhero. Nipple man.
Yeah. Nipple man. Milk man. Uh-huh. Milk man. Is what it is. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I have nipples. Can you milk me? Yeah.
I understand, though. He wants to keep his identity secret. And he even said, he's like, guys, I'm going to pretend that I never said that when you admit it, when you tell everyone on the radio. He said, please tell everybody because I want them to know. But I'm going to play dumb when it happens.
Yeah. I feel set up right now.
It's okay.
I feel like it's not okay.
It's We're here for you.
No, you're not, obviously.
We got your back, milkman.
Uh-huh. Milkman.
2%. Just kidding. I'm not playing along with this.
With his sidekick, Homestead Creamery Boy. 52353. First of all, my twirly ain't a cowlick. I know what
a cowlick
is. No, it gets all twirled up. It gets wrapped up in itself.
Yeah.
And like in a knot. And then you got to try to get it out. And I got cowlicks too. That's different. God, I had one. I had the alfalfa one as a kid. It was the worst.
Aww.
A Doinkleton in the back. It was almost as lame as milkman. Just almost.
Rude.
Love you. 52353. This person says you can get the twirlies from the way you sleep. This person, they have the random twitchy eye thing. And it's not the same eye either. They just every now and then.
Yeah, you'd be like, someone's looking at you. Like, I'm sorry, my eye's just twitching.
I'm not winking at you. I'm sorry.
This is interesting. Moving. Genetics are so interesting. This person has one hair on their arm that's longer than the rest of them, and their sisters all have it in the same place.
Oh.
So everybody's got, it's the Thompson hair, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everyone in the family has that really long hair.
And there's nothing you can do about it either.
I get a forehead hair. Talked about that
one forehead hair.
It will be right in the middle of my forehead.
And they just grow?
And yes. And it's one of those things where I don't understand how it happens because, you know, I look at my face every day as I get ready. Uh-huh. Not there, not there, not there. Next day, it's like 3 inches long. Like, it's just, blah!
Is it a forehead hair or is it an eyebrow hair?
No,
like
it is.
Maybe you're a secret unibrow.
It
you
is.
Didn't know it.
It's That's one.
It oh, the start of a unibrow.
Yeah.
I'm Uniboy. That's what it is.
You know what? I'll be Milkman sidekick Uniboy. Uniboy.
Together, yes. We will solve no crimes. We will just go around and shame
bodies
ourselves. Who am I again? I already forgot.
Milkman, and what do we call? You had a title. Unicorn.
Uniboy.
Uniboy. That's right. All I could think of was Trip Nip. I'm like, that's not it. What is it?
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Antoine, let's be clear. You watch a lot of superhero movies.
Yes.
You're a creative mind. Trip Nip is definitely a villain.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
Oh.
Some,
Trip Nip.
Some sort of green gas comes
but
out.
But are you surrounded by cats? I don't know why when you say that, I think about cats.
I don't know
Trip
why you...
Nip, like Nip.
Oh, catnip?
Catnip.
Yeah. Okay, I see.
So. Yeah, I have like a little sash and I...
Yeah.
I smell on it. In my lair, there's lots of saucers of milk all over the place.
I don't approve.
That's why I go after Milkman, because I want to take all the milk to feed to my cats.
Okay, now we're getting a plot. Now we're getting a plot.
We are.
I'm on board now.
Hey, there's a lot of streaming platforms. We can at least be on, what's it, Queeby? Oh, we can get on Queeby at least. I mean, jeez. Let's get Ryan in here. Let's try to win $1,000. Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, hang on. Didn't work.
Button 2 doesn't work very well. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Okay, there he is.
Hey.
He's ready to roll. Ryan, would you like to have a writing credit on the story of Milkman and his evil villain, Trip Nip?
Yes. Okay. I will be executive producer.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Oh, look at him. He's looking for back-end points and everything.
Like
my goodness.
Well, if he wins $1,000, he can invest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I think that's fair. All right, Ryan, do you have your 3 free answers? You ready to roll?
I do.
Okay, fantastic. Everybody else, you get your 3 free answers for tomorrow. They are on the Uptown Cheapskate Roanoke Facebook page, so specifically the Roanoke location. Cash for clothes, Town Square Boulevard, and this is the time of year to do it because you're cleaning out your closet. You want your new fall stuff. You want to get rid of the summer stuff.
It's that time.
Get actual money for it, cash on the spot, Town Square Boulevard, Roanoke, Virginia, and we're talking up to 75% off some of the mall prices, too, so that is great. Ryan, here we go. 60 seconds. You got. You may pass it at any time. We'll come back if there's time. $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. You get $1,000. You ready, Ryan?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Good luck. The timer will start when I finish reading this first question. Let me get I have faith in Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is the executive producer of our show.
I know.
Boss.
So, I want to go ahead. I know. We got to get the boss's winter music up just in case. 60 seconds. Here we go. A meteorologist is an expert in what field?
Weather.
Yeah. Yes.
Will Byers is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
Anna and Elsa are sisters in what Disney movie?
Frozen.
Yes.
Johnny Galecki played what character on Big Bang Theory?
Pass.
True or false, 2019 was a leap year?
False.
Yes.
Who is the current host of the show Kids Say the Darndest Things?
Tiffany Haddish?
Yes.
Who is the only actor to play the main role of Indiana Jones?
Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Who's older, Simon Cowell or Paula Abdul?
Paula Abdul.
No.
What's the capital of Kansas?
Topeka.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what is Charlie's last name?
Bucket.
Yes.
Will Byers is a character on what TV show?
Pass.
Johnny Galecki played what character on Big Bang Theory? Those are your two left.
Oh. Sheldon.
No,
that's okay.
But you got $70.
$70.
You did good.
You did
that
really
was good.
Yeah,
did
there were a couple well. In there that Antoine, Ryan, he had no faith you were going to get right.
None. And when you got the Tiffany Haddish question right, I looked at the heavens. I was like, I don't know how he knew that.
So
I saw a commercial the other day.
That's what I said.
That's
I finally saw a commercial.
What it's all about when it comes to the pop quiz is kind of just paying attention to what's around.
That's right.
Sometimes the stories come up in the news, like Simon Cowell is older than Paula Abdul, and I bring that up because it was his birthday like 2 days ago.
Oh,
yep.
So that's why. Will Byers is a character on Stranger Things, Ryan, and Johnny Galecki is Leonard on Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
He the main guy.
But $70.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
The Swifties all had fun with Taylor Swift and her video. She was on Fallon, and Fallon says, oh, I have a little clip of you after you had LASIK surgery. And you were crying over a banana. There's some kind
of
funny video. You can Google it.
Thing?
Yeah,
right.
After dentist. Well, Bieber decided to mock the video.
I have that here.
It's not the banana I wanted.
That's his wife.
That was Haley. So funny.
They're just joking
it's
about
not it. The banana. It has no head.
Okay.
We're good, right?
And the Swifties are mad about it. You do not mock
they are
the
so sensitive.
Taylor Swift.
Swifties get a life. I'm sorry.
Good gracious.
But it's kind of like the Beehive.
They're beehive. I'm not saying anything.
Get a life, both of you.
Antoine said it. No,
just remember, Milkman is the one who said
it. Does Will Smith have a group? The Smithies or something? The Willards?
The Willards, yes.
All the Willards get together.
It's called... No, his group is called Willpower.
Will, oh, God.
Oh, is it really?
No, I just made it up.
Oh, that is so, oh, God.
I was thinking Last Will and Testament. That's it. It's just.
It also works for me.
Oh, Will.
Oh, Will.
Oh,
Will.
Jennifer Aniston. She was on Howard Stern, and she was talking about her relationship status. And she said she's so busy right now that she has no time.
What do you read? Do you read into anything on that?
Yeah, that she's messing with Brad.
Is that? Oh, okay.
She's messing with Brad. Up with Brad.
You think so?
Because why not? They're both single, and she's really close with his mother, so she's invited over for dinner all the time.
Interesting.
And he's there eating sandwiches on the couch because he's kicked out of the house.
Did you see? He had that crush on that girl that was a sculptor, and now he's paying some world-renowned sculpting guy to teach him sculpting.
Wow,
yeah. This is weird.
That's commitment.
Having money is—it's fun, isn't it? Hey, I'm gonna
learn. Find out new hobbies.
Yeah,
and
like
stuff.
Whoever sits there and says, "You know what? I'm going to learn how to sculpt."
Yeah.
Sculpt.
You know, that reminds me, I have a new hobby, but I have to tell you about it in a couple weeks.
What?
Sorry, that's a tease.
I have a new hobby.
Jared is not supportive, but he has agreed to become supportive with this.
In 2 weeks?
Yes.
Have you finally become Mistress Monica? Is that what this is?
So October 22nd.
She didn't say
yeah,
no.
Yeah, all right. That's a tease.
I feel like we need to lay it down. Is it 2 whole weeks? Because
tomorrow's
my week in the confessional. And then I think it's Antoine.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's you. So you'll do it in the confessional? Is that how this will work?
Yeah, it would
I guess
perfectly,
I could really
actually.
Confess
okay.
this.
Yeah. I love scheduling in advance. This is good. Okay, 2 weeks from now, put it in your phone.
You will definitely shake your head, but whatever.
I always do.
Whatever.
I always do. Me and the Will Powers will figure it all out. What's her hobby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to know. Jared's not supportive, but he is, which means it benefits him somehow.
We'll see.
She's raising her own cattle. I think that's what she's making steaks in the backyard.
I don't know why I teased it so early. I was
because you love
to betray us. That's why.
This is Fact or Bullcrap.
Fact or Bullcrap is true, false with a screw. And you, let's meet our contestants. I think I threw the sheet away. James and Megan?
James and Megan. Yes, yes.
What is it about this job on this side of the console where you get handed pieces of paper and you just throw them away?
It just feels like we have so much going on.
Yeah.
So we just pass stuff
like
around.
You're passing it to somebody else, but you just realize there's nobody else to
and
pass it to.
And once we're done, we usually, we toss it.
I mean, back in the day when Danny was here and he sat there and I used to hand him a piece of paper, he would throw it in the garbage all the time and I would think, you ditzy moron. Like, I just handed this to you. And now here I am. I'm doing the same thing. Let's say good morning to James. Hi, James.
What up, y'all?
James, who's your favorite superhero?
Green Lantern, but not from the movie.
Okay.
Green Lantern?
He likes Green Lantern. But he likes comic book Green Lantern.
Yeah, relax.
Okay.
Relax over there.
I'd say anything.
Gotta be so judgmental at Green
Lantern. Hal Jordan over here.
Dude has overcome so much, and then here you are just shooting him down. I mean, jeez.
I feel bad about myself now.
No,
you shouldn't. Well, Green Lantern feels bad about himself now,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
All right.
Boy.
I didn't say anything.
You have to remember, James, all of Monica's favorite superheroes are the bad guys. So that's why. I think her favorite is the doctor from Human Centipede. Like, he's not even a superhero.
No.
She keeps answering. Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan, are you a superhero person?
Yes.
Who's your favorite?
I would have to say Thor.
Okay. She likes Thor.
Okay. Oh, Thor and his
Chris
hammer.
Chris Hemsworth.
Let me just say this, Megan. You may want to come to Boo Bash this year. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah,
Boo Bash team.
All right, James. By the way, it's on October 26th this year. Awful Arthur's downtown Roanoke. Here we go. James, would you like to go first or second in the game today? James.
I'll go first.
All right, James will go first. Megan, you will go second. Here's the deal. Fact or Bullcrap is 3 rounds. I'll give you a statement. You tell me if it is. Fact or Bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose the point. You're also allowed 1 screw. You force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here goes.
Round one.
James, your question in round one. Fact or Bullcrap, James. The average person is now as fast typing out a text message with their fingers and thumbs as they are typing on a traditional keyboard. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, James?
Fact.
Yes. No.
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 That means you're wrong.
No, but it's close. It's actually closer than it ever has been. We're up to 36 words per minute with our thumbs, and it's 52 on a keyboard is the average.
It's happening.
Oh, see, I thought it was the other way.
I feel like I can type so much faster in text than I can on a keyboard.
Okay. Well, the average person who doesn't sit there with their one finger just thumping around. Yeah. Anyway, minus one. Megan, here's your question around one. Fact or bullcrap, Megan. According to candystore.com, Snickers is the number one candy trick-or-treaters want this year. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Megan? Oh, sorry. I hit her button by mistake. What do you say? Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Megan?
Bullcrap.
She says bullcrap. She is
correct. Mm-hmm.
Snickers is number two. Number one is
the Hershey bar.
Nope. Come on.
No.
You're not even. You just said on purpose. Just to be a stain.
You. Number one.
Regular Hershey
Twix.
Bar.
Twix.
No. Twix is three.
Kit Kat.
That's four. You're missing the obvious one.
M&M's?
No, that's five.
Not a candy bar. What?
It's not a candy bar. It's in a circle, and it's a Reese's peanut butter cup. Reese's.
Oh!
Come on!
Oh,
we really did miss
We
the
went right
there.
Down,
you
though.
Did. You missed all of them.
All right, James minus one, Megan one.
Candy corn last place, in case you're
Round two.
Round two. Here we go, James. Factor bullcrap. In the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, the word Wonderland is never said. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, James?
I'll go with the screw.
It's like he knows that Megan doesn't know the answer.
I love that evil laugh. Megan, what do you say? Fact or bullcrap?
Come on, Megan.
I would have to say fact.
Is always screwed.
Oh, he got you.
James, would you like to evil laugh again? Okay, it said twice, two times in the whole thing, but that's it. All right, Megan, here's your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap? The White House used to be totally open to the public until the early 1900s. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Megan?
Fact.
She got her point back.
Correct.
She did. Yep. She sure did.
You could just walk in. I would like to see
Hello,
every
everyone.
Room.
Yep. What's for dinner?
Yeah, can you imagine? I'd like to see the president's bedroom.
James minus one, Megan one.
Round three.
James, you used your screw, so now you must answer this question, and you must get a point on it, or the game is over. Fact or bullcrap, James? Over easy is the most popular way people order their eggs when having breakfast in a restaurant. Fact or bullcrap, James?
Bullcrap.
Is...
Correct.
Yep. Scrambled.
That'd be scrambled.
It's Antoine's 5-year-old way.
That'd be scrambled. Oh, with ketchup on it, too.
Oh, my
Ew.
God. Do you want it? Would you like
Thank
it in
you,
the
James.
Shape of a smiley? Would you like Mr. Breakfast also?
If it's possible.
Ketchup. All right, we are all tied up. Megan, you get a point on... No, I'm sorry. It
James
is 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, you're in the lead, 1-0. So if you get a point on this, you win. If you get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker. Yep. You can also screw James if you want. Here's the deal. Fact or bullcrap, Megan, George Washington is the only U.S. president who was also a licensed bartender. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Megan?
Bullcrap.
Is...
Correct.
Oh, I was gonna say, what?
And victorious. Good triumphs over
Megan,
evil.
Megan, now you can deliver your evil
oh,
laugh.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Megan, would you like to have your evil laugh?
Yes.
That was cute.
I want that in my life forever now. I need that as a ringtone.
And I always find, I say that all the time, where women have the hardest time having scary voice or like evil voice. Yeah, wait. Here, Monica, do your scary voice. Ready?
This is so evil. I'm here to catch you.
It's just, don't you make a face answer. Don't you?
Was that from Hocus Pocus? What was that from?
That was from Pocus.
If you heard that late at night, that wouldn't scare you in your bathroom or something.
I'd say, Monica, go home. Why are you here? Yeah.
They're like, is there a chipmunk in here hanging out? What's going on?
You know what, Megan? You got a pair of tickets to October Fest this Saturday and a $25 gift card to Nature's Emporium.
Megan, one more time. Okay. Give me your scary voice.
To me?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
See? She knows.
She's like,
there.
I'm not even trying.
She's like, do it to me. Love
that. Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Antoine.
What he did?
What? And Zach and Monica here on the K92 Morning Thing. God, you don't even let me finish.
Oh.
Awfully defensive over there.
What are you shoving down your pants? Is this a story about Antoine?
I did nothing.
I don't know.
Next story.
Shoplifter caught trying to stuff blank down his pants.
Oh, maybe this is about me.
A, crab legs. B, a snake. Or C, a flute.
A flute? Well, I'm going to go with crab legs.
You're going crab legs. Boy, they got all those barbs on them.
I also want to go crab legs, too.
Well, flute. Hello. Just a flute. Oh, down the backside, too, of course. So, Merry Christmas to you.
Why a flute?
He was trying to steal a flute. Because flutes are expensive.
They
you
are,
know
they
this.
They are very expensive. You could get a... You have to... There's a site where you can buy a flute for like $26,000.
Oh my
you think
God.
A flute Come on.
I know, because Monica's daughter needed a flute.
Yeah.
God, we had people hitting, I'll give Monica a deal on my flute for $17,000. I mean, like it was ridiculous.
A flute for a middle schooler.
Well, whoa. This one, I believe, will be at a discount because it's Ben's places.
It's been used.
It's been used. Not gently.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah, surveillance video at Voigt Music Center in Wisconsin. Has caught the thief in a cheeky act.
Oh.
Yeah, he tried to steal the flute and had it up his back. And the person said, excuse me, what is that? And he said, and I quote, that is where I keep my flutes.
Okay, well, maybe he was running late for a concert.
Very straightforward.
Yes, except it was a flute with a price tag on it, and he was trying to steal it. Now, the owner has weighed in and said that this flute is no longer for sale.
That was shocking. That part, I just actually couldn't help but laugh about it. I couldn't, in good conscience, have anybody ever put their lips to that instrument.
Mm. Yes. So he made the flute into a lamp. So if you would like to buy a flute lamp,
okay,
that has been... what is that kid's book with the places you've been?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the story of the flute.
No, I don't want that flute.
No,
yeah, it's the go the bleep to sleep version of that one. So the flute is that. Here we go. Next story. Blow your mind. Scammer passing bad checks was using them to blank. A, get scammed. B, buy Legos. Or C, stock up on vape juice.
I'm going Legos. They're super expensive.
They are expensive, I'll tell you what.
We'll see.
You know, the vape juice, I mean, it's going away. You got to stock up. You know what? Shockingly.
Both of us are wrong.
They're both wrong, but it's poetic justice. So this dude passed $47,000 worth of bad checks.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up getting around $26,000 in cash, which he then got catfished with because he met a Malaysian woman on Plenty of Fish, the dating website.
Oh.
And she convinced him that she needed to pay $25,000 to the Malaysian government so they would, quote, release several million dollars to her. So he got scammed and he got arrested.
Well, how about that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's how it worked out well. Final one. I'm guilty of this. People say we all need to stop blank when we're going out to eat. And I disagree also. A, asking for extra ranch.
Mm.
B, looking at the menus ahead of time. Or C, tipping.
It's B.
It's B.
It's B.
Yeah, we all do that. I enjoy looking at the menu.
I know.
It gets you excited.
It's saving us time. I don't get excited. It saves time.
Well, and they say that too. Well, what are you doing? I mean, just hurry up to eat the food in your snack hole, and why don't you take your time and watch it unfold?
You just look forward to it.
I get excited.
Yeah.
I want to look at different menus. It helps me decide where I want to go. What's going on?
Onions and this and that. I just get excited about the description of the food.
Now I'm hungry.
Antoine's in it for the snack hole portion of it, though. He's like, look, it's efficiency.
Yes,
call ahead.
Exactly.
I say, I'm getting out of my car right now. I would like beef. Get ready for it.
I'm thinking of the restaurant owner. They want people in and out. They need people butts in those seats.
Sure. You are thinking of your mouth. I understand. Yes. It's fine. We must blow our trumpets on this dark.
Ow.
It's a dark and dreary Tuesday.
Ooh, it is spooky.
And Monica put her spooky Tuesday voice on. Here we go.
Oh, you want to win a prize today? A family 4-pack of tickets to Halloween Haunt at King's Dominion. All your nightmares come to life every weekend.
You suck so bad. It's
November 2nd.
You need a
King.
Do you need a lozenge?
That was scary.
I just feel like you need to clear your throat.
If you were home alone and you heard that voice, hello.
No. If I'm home alone, I hear any voice, I might jump. But that voice.
That would actually be the one I wouldn't jump.
I know. I'm like, what the?
I think it's a TV on the other room. So I got one of them talking clowns.
What if a doll randomly said, hello?
Now we're different. Now we have a talking doll.
Right.
It doesn't matter the voice.
Just because you're as tall as a talking doll, that doesn't make it as scary as a talking doll.
Oh, man.
Tuesdays are often... It's why Taco Tuesdays was invented. Because without it, Tuesday's unbearable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we have gone ahead and brought in Trumpet Tuesday so you can salute somebody in your world.
Shout them out. Show them some love.
Yeah, and you kind of go outside of yourself, too.
Yeah.
You don't pat yourself on the back. You pat other people on the back, and people you're proud of or whatever. This person is a shout-out to my coworkers because they make my job bearable. So
yeah, shout-out to them.
Shout-out to our friend Gabe, by the way.
Hey, Gabe.
Gabe, 9 years old. We got this was a Blow Your Trumpet from a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
He ran for SCA officer. And he won. So look
at nice. Good job, Gabe.
I love that.
I voted for Gabe.
Be careful, Gabe.
Antoine, do you have a trumpet you would like to blow?
Yes, I would like to. And I think I have an idea what yours is. So I think ours are actually kind of similar.
Well, I changed mine.
Oh, you changed it. Okay. All right. Well, I want to shout out this high school football team.
Okay.
There is another school locally that has a band. But that band, that school did not have enough football players to come out for them to actually have a football team. So the band didn't have anybody to play for.
They had no one to march.
They had nobody to march for.
Huh.
They're just marching in place with nothing to do.
Yeah. So a local, fairly local, it's like an hour away from the football-less band.
Mm-hmm.
Asked that band to come play at their football game.
Oh, that's cool.
So that they had a team to play to play for.
And then they beat that band 100-0 in a pickup football game.
Okay.
But yeah,
that's cool.
And the people in the band said they were super excited because nobody was able to watch their product they put out. So.
Right. Oh, that's good. I like that. Very nice. Monica, do you have a trumpet of the mood setter?
Yeah. I'm going to shout out everyone I work out with. At the gym.
Okay.
Because I love lifting, but it'd been a while since I really practiced my deadlifts. And I was proud of myself. I'm getting back into the hang of it.
Yeah.
And I haven't reached my official max yet, but yesterday I was back to like 215.
Oh,
and I felt good about that. You
That's
know,
a solid body that you're carrying around.
Yeah. Dead I was like, body, so yeah. I'm
Oh,
I'm
they
getting...
deadlift dead bodies there.
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Deadlift
over.
Is real.
So Fit Studio.
Shout out to the cadavers.
No, that's awesome. And I think having that like support system when you're working out is absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you reach goals and stuff.
It does. Yeah. I would like to also, and you can text in 52353. Secret sound on the way, $5,000. I'm going to shout out the Big Dog Ranch Rescue. This is a rescue organization that has currently been doing a ton of work in the Bahamas, where, as you remember, we had a hurricane a month ago that was massively devastating. And what we do in the news cycle is we move on after the weekend. We're like, okay, that hurricane's over. Let's talk about
something else.
But there are some serious situations going down in the Bahamas. Yeah. I mean, as somebody who has family that live in Puerto Rico, I'm going to tell you right now, things ain't normal there yet from the hurricane 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So this will continue. And I want to shout them out in particular because they have saved 138 dogs so far, including this one that they just found. Now, again, this has been weeks that we're talking about here, a month ago, actually, and they found a dog hidden in the rubble, trapped, still, after a month, and alive.
Underneath an AC unit.
And he's been there since the storm because he's emaciated, nothing but a bag of bones, and still wagging his tail.
Yeah, so they're doing amazing work there, as do so many different rescue organizations, and we work with so many, too. If you would like more information on them, it is bdrr.org. So Big Dog Ranch Rescue. Text 52353. When did you guys employ Cookie Monster Batman?
Y'all were scared just a little bit.
That was funny.
Zach, you have a meeting way scarier than anything you've said so far.
I want to hear y'all scary. Your little scary voices.
I don't know if I have one.
I'm sorry, my microphone's broken.
Oh, what?
5-2-3.
We got to move on. We got to keep it going.
Yeah, man, you know what they say. Those consultants are like, get to the point.
Yeah.
People ain't got time for anything. Text 52353, secret sound in 5 minutes for $5,000. Lori texted in, and it is her last day with an assignment of a nursing home that has been wonderful through a change of ownership. So she wants to give the caregivers at Highland Ridge Rehab a shout out. Blow their trumpet. There you go. Lynchburg Out of the Darkness Walk beat its goal of $50,000. So congratulations to them. And it's our friend K92's very own Belle. It's her birthday. So
Happy birthday, Belle.
I believe there is video of Belle getting the crap scared out of her.
Yes,
that's
Belle.
That's going on social media.
Belle and I went to the Hexed Haunted House this past Friday. I have scratch marks in my arm from Belle being so terrified.
Mm-hmm.
And he squirted a little just...
A smidgen.
Just a tiny bit. Here we go. Most viral.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
Oh, children of the 90s or nostalgia fans, you're going to be so excited that they basically now have gushers with whiskey in them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just love gushers.
Glenlivet, the whiskey people, have come up with these little edibles that's got whiskey in them.
The Glenlivet has released an original whiskey drinking experience. A collection of edible cocktail capsules made from seaweed, meaning no need for a glass, ice, or a cocktail stirrer. To enjoy them, pop the capsule in your mouth and take a bite to release the delicious cocktail ingredients.
I mean, we're really just one step away from a drunk pill. That's all it is.
I would try it. I don't like gushers, but I would try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, without a doubt.
They're also referring to it as the whiskey Tide Pod, but the gusher more appealing. Gushers. I mean, come on. This video is wild. I mean, most viral, if you go to K92radio.com, we do a little feed so you can see all these things if you want to refer to them. This video of this deer that crashes through the window of a hair salon. Y'all
seen this? I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God, because this deer goes hard, man. I am talking right through the window of this place.
Does she have an appointment?
I don't think so. I think she was late for her appointment.
I can't tell if she's talking to the deer or somebody else.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's wild, too. It's so worth watching.
Gosh.
K92radio.com.
Had somewhere to be.
That deer is a color style, man. I got 45 minutes. Let's
I heard move.
Done.
I heard
you heard it.
Yeah.
Shout out to this kangaroo who has overcome adversity, by the way. Uh-huh. Monica, very suspicious of kangaroos.
I am too. I don't like kangaroos either.
They had their parts in the back.
That's true. This one has there's no creativity on this name whatsoever. This is a news report about this. This is what they do at news reports in Australia. And then they get mad when we stereotype them.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, there's a news report about a kangaroo with a bucket on his head. So here we go.
A kangaroo with a bucket stuck on its head has been spotted again on the Sunshine Coast 5 months after its first sighting.
5 months!
5 months?
This kangaroo with a bucket on its head.
The roo was originally dubbed Buckethead by Noosa residents.
Okay, we should have put some more thought into that.
No creativity. Mm-mm. None.
How about the kangaroo was helped by residents? That might have been
a kangaroo with the bucket stuck on its head has been spotted again on the Sunshine Coast 5 months after its first sighting.
Yes.
The roo was originally dubbed Buckethead by Noosa residents after being seen with a stormwater pit box on its head. Fears were held for its health, but it was seen again near Lake McDonald in recent days, disappearing into bushland.
This elusive kangaroo with a bucket on
They're not trying to help him out and anything. Just
Buckethead.
Yeah,
again.
Just hopping around.
Like, you know, we're not just shrimp on the Barbie and kangaroos. Coming up next, shrimp on the Barbie recipes and kangaroo notes here on The Fact.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92radio.com.